听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, my name is Steve. Thanks for joining us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide for today's lesson. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to study English with us. We're on day two of this month's psychology article, Can Your Favorite Color Determine Your Perfect Job? In today's lesson, our author mentions nine different colors. Do you know what your favorite color is? I hope so, because you just might learn something new about yourself. Let's quickly glance at the word bank where we find the adjective partial, as in, I am very partial to chocolate, so I always have something chocolate for dessert. The next word is feasibility. John has some creative ideas for marketing, but what is the feasibility of putting them into practice? And finally, the noun implementation. With the implementation of the new speeding law, there have been fewer accidents. Okay, please open your magazines and turn now to page 38. The reading begins today on line 15.
Can your favorite color determine your perfect job? Examples. For example, if you're partial to yellow, you're information-driven. Blue preference people are idea-driven. And people who prefer red are results-driven. If you favor green as your secondary color, you realistically evaluate situations. Purple indicates you like fact-finding possibilities.And orange signals that you closely examine feasibility. Finally, if black is your choice from the achromatic colors, you consider value above all else. White shows that you like having options, and brown confirms that you like implementation in accomplishing tasks. On the other hand, your least preferred colors determine tasks and issues that you tend to forget.
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Rachel. And we hope you're enjoying this lesson about colors and psychology and how finding the perfect job might be just as simple as identifying your favorite colors. We've been learning so many things, and today we're going to look at this practically and look at some practical examples and give you some examples of colors and how that might tell us information about you.
Well, let's get started. We're going to start off by taking a look at the primary colors. And remember, a primary color is any of the colors that help make up all of the other colors. So we're going to be learning about what these colors say about you according to which ones you're partial to.
And our article says that, for example, if you are partial to yellow...You are information-driven. Now, that word partial, sometimes you know that that word can mean part of something. A partial bowl of soup means maybe a half bowl of soup, not a complete bowl of soup. But here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about being partial to something, and that means you prefer something.
That's right. We've been using the word prefer a lot in this lesson. You choose something over something else. You're partial to it. Some people are partial to the color yellow. Others are partial to blue, and others are partial to red. Now, what you have to see here first is that we're just choosing between those three colors. So think to yourself for a minute. Which color are you partial to if you have to choose between yellow, blue, and red?Let me ask Chelsea, which color are you partial to?
I would probably say yellow, which is the first example that they give. And I guess that means I am information driven. That means that I enjoy hearing information and learning information, and I kind of base my life around the information that I know and that I hear.
Very interesting. And if you're partial to blue, you are idea driven. You like ideas and you like coming up with new ideas. Chip, what if you are partial to red?
Well, if you're partial to red, that means you're results driven. You want to see results. You want to not just see how the plan happens, but you want to see how the plan actually will end. You want to know what will happen in the end.
So those are our three primary colors that help determine a little bit more about your personality and who you are. But the next part of our text goes on to talk about the secondary colors. And we learned that word yesterday. Secondary is if you mix two primary colors, you get a secondary color. So what does our text have to say about secondary colors?
Well, our text first gives the example of green. And our author says if you favor green as your secondary color, you realistically evaluate situations. You're very realistic. You're very down to earth, we might say. And you're good at looking at a situation and seeing what should be done. Chip, what about purple? I happen to like purple. What does purple mean about, what does it say about me?
Well, purple might indicate that you like fact-finding possibilities, that you like to maybe do research and find facts that will help a situation.
I would say that's a pretty good description. I'm always doing a little bit of research on the side. Well, and our other secondary color is orange. And Chelsea, what does orange signal?
Well, orange signals that you closely examine feasibility. Feasibility is another one of our word bank words. And if something has feasibility, another way we might say that it is a possibility. It is possible, or it is very likely. So if you like the color orange, you might closely examine the possibility of many different situations.
And finally, let's look at the achromatic colors. Which is your favorite achromatic color? And as we saw yesterday, that's a color without color. So that's black, white, and maybe brown. So if black is your favorite choice, your preferred color, then you probably consider value above everything else. How valuable is this task?
How interesting. And if you like the color white, if that's your preferred color, then it shows that you like having a lot of options. So you enjoy a lot of different choices. Choices don't bother you. You like choices.
And we also have the color brown to consider. And if you like brown, that confirms that you like implementation and accomplishing tasks. Now, back up to that word implementation. It's a long word, but when we're talking about implementation, Chip, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about not just planning something, but actually implementing that plan, putting it into action, actually completing the plan.
Exactly, and carrying it out. Well, the choices you make will determine a lot of things. And on the other hand, your least favorite colors, your least preferred colors, determine tasks and issues that you tend to forget. Wow, that's interesting. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, but right now we need to visit the chat room and take a break. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicki.
And I'm Ken.
And today we continue to look at how primary, secondary, and achromatic colors can tell us which career path we should take.
Vicki, let's take a closer look at this word achromatic. We've learned that achromatic colors are those colors that have no hue, such as white and black.
That's correct. The prefix A is a negative prefix meaning not or lacking in. And chromatic means relating to colors. So achromatic basically means no color.
Achromatic 的字首 A 表示没有或缺乏的意思。Chromatic 是彩色的。因此 achromatic 就是无色的。例如黑白灰色。So what are some other words that use this prefix?
Well, an atheist is someone who believes there's no God.
And if someone is amoral, that means they are not moral.
So this prefix can be used in both nouns and adjectives?
Sure. Let me give you another example. The adjective asymmetrical means lacking in balance, and the noun is asymmetry. Another adjective with this prefix we often hear is asexual. Most bacteria and some plants reproduce asexually.
我们可以学几个用 a 当字首的单字。Atheist 是无神论者。Amoral 是没有道德的。Asymmetry 是不对称。Asexual 是无性生殖的。
And Ken, there's one more we should know. Apolitical.
Apolitical?
That's right. If someone is apolitical, he or she has no interest in politics.
Oh, that's a useful one. 还有一个 apolitical 是不关心政治或厌恶政治的。如果有人问你的政治立场是什么，你可以告诉他 I am apolitical. 我是不关心政治的。他应该就会 leave you alone.
Let's take a break right now. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. We are in a psychology article this month. Very, very interesting. It deals with colors. Before the break, we briefly touched on the psychological significance of 9 different colors. Did you find your favorite? Did you find your least favorite? The reason I ask that is because there's a lot of meaning in what your least favorite color is, too. And we'll explore that more.After we preview the word overcommit. Martha always overcommits herself for the school festival and then needs help because she can't do it all. And the verb affirm, as in, if teachers affirm their students, the students tend to work harder and do better. Let's return to the lesson now. We're on page 39 and line 7. Follow along in your magazines as we read.
Can your favorite color determine your perfect job? For example, if your least favorite color is orange, sometimes you overcommit yourself to doing too much at once. If you dislike the color green, you try to fix everything for your colleagues rather than making them do it themselves. Or, if your least favorite is teal, you feel a deep need to prove you are competent.Put to the test. To see for myself if this scientific test was for real, I took the test 3 different times and got the same results each time, affirming that I am, in fact, in the right career.
Welcome back.We've been looking at what our favorite colors say about our core motivations and maybe what careers would fit best with our personality. But now we're going to look at what our least favorite colors tell about ourselves.
Now this sounds very interesting, and fortunately our author is going to give us a few examples. So let's take a look at our text. It says, for example, if your least favorite color is orange,Sometimes you overcommit yourself to doing too much at once. Now, I know I'm a person who overcommits myself many times, and this is one of our word bank words. Rachel, could you tell us what it means to overcommit yourself to something?
Sure. We saw the word overdo, I think yesterday, and it's basically the same thing. If you overcommit, you commit yourself to too many things to the point thatYou don't have time to do everything. Maybe you're really stressed out because you're very overcommitted. People who are too overcommitted sometimes get sick because they're working so hard. I'm just curious though, Chelsea, you say you overcommit yourself sometimes. Do you like the color orange?
I don't like it. It's not my favorite color.
Well, then maybe this is true.
It might be true then. You're right.
Very interesting. Well, I happen to like the color orange, but I sometimes still overcommit myself. So I know that this isn't completely accurate all the time. However, Chip, what do we see about the color green if you don't like green.
Well, if you dislike the color green, then it's possible that you try to fix everything for your colleagues. Those are the people that you work with. Rather than making them do it, having them fix their own problems themselves. And this is an easy thing to forget sometimes. Sometimes I forget that it is better to have my colleagues fix their own mistakes rather than me coming in and fixing the mistakes for them.
This is very interesting. Well, I happen to really like the color green, so maybe I'm the opposite. Maybe I don't help my colleagues enough. Well, this is definitely something you can discuss with someone. I think if you took this test and you discussed it with your friends, you would have great conversations about this kind of material. And we see something interesting as well about the color teal, if that's your least favorite color, which I think it's pretty much my least favorite color. Chelsea, first of all, tell us what teal is.
Well, teal is kind of a shade of blue that has some green in it. It's a very pretty color, but if your least favorite color happens to be teal, you might feel a deep need to prove that you are competent or that you are capable or qualified to do something. You constantly might feel like you need to prove to your colleagues or to your family or someone that you are capable of doing something.
Now, this is all very interesting information, but our author is wanting to know, you know, is this real? Is this good? Is this a good test? Does this actually reveal our core motivations and our perfect career? So our author put this to the test to see for him or herself if this scientific, and they put that in quotes, was for real.
Now, when I first read this article, I wasn't convinced that this test was for real, so I had to see for myself as well. Before we get into the text any further, let's go to Liz with Grammar on the Go and learn a little bit more about this sentence structure.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm here at a local paint shop, and my friends want to buy some cans of paint, so I'm here to help them pick out the colors. Now, speaking of colors, that's what today's article is all about, except those colors are related to one's career choices and not about cans of paint. Well, here's the grammar tip sentence. To see for myself if this scientific test was for real, I took the test 3 different times and got the same results each time. Notice the phrase, to see for myself. One can use this phrase to mean to personally see and experience something in order to understand what's going on. Sometimes it's easy to believe what other people say about things. Other times, a situation may be so hard to believe that we have to personally go and see and experience it in order to believe it's true. When you want to talk about how you need to personally experience something in order to believe it, you can use this expression, to see for myself. For example, it's hard to believe that my aunt has lost 20 kilograms, so I'm going to go visit her and see for myself. Or, Tanya heard about the big sale at the mall and had to drive down there to see for herself. If you'd like to see some other example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. Thanks for joining me today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go. Signing off. Bye-bye. Thanks, Liz. Well, we see here that our author took the test not once, not twice, but 3 different times, and she got the same results each time, which affirmed that she was in the right career. Well, I'm glad it worked out for her. I'm glad it affirmed that she's doing the right thing.
Right, that word affirming, or to affirm something, is one of our word bank words. And to affirm something means to say something positive about another something or someone in a way that shows that it's true. So here, the test affirmed that she is, in fact, in the right career. So the test said, true. Yeah, you are in the right career.
Chip, how many times did you take this test? I know you said you took it.
Well, I took this test twice, 2 times, and the first time I took it, I had different results from the second time that I took it.
That's interesting. Let's go ahead and take a look at our skit for the day, and we'll be right back.
Why are all the red jobs filled?
That's because red applicants are result-driven. They got results. They found all the red jobs.
Well, sometimes I like yellow.
Yellow is information-driven. Are you interested in a yellow job?
I'll have to research that and let you know.
Blue is a nice color. Are you partial to blue?
What kind of blue jobs are available?
Jobs for people that are idea-driven.
No, my favorite color is red. I want a red job.
Wait, what is your least favorite color? Is it orange? Do you overcommit?
Well, I...
Is it green? Do you want to do everything yourself?
Well,
Or is it purple, brown, or pink?
Are you really a career counselor? How do you get this job?
Well, my favorite color is red.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 partial 这个形容词，注意 T 在这里是发 sh 的音，念成 partial。我们看到这个字里面有 part 部分这个名词，所以 partial 是指偏袒的或偏爱的。如果要说明是偏爱哪一边的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ，The news coverage is entirely partial to one of the candidates。这篇新闻报道完全偏袒其中的一位候选人。或者是 Brenda is partial to sweets. Brenda 特别喜欢吃甜食。接下来我们看的是 feasibility 这个不可数名词。它的形容词是 feasible, F-E-A-S-I-B-L-E, 可用的或者是合宜的这个字。所以名词 feasibility 是指可行性。例如 ,we need to evaluate the feasibility of the project before we get started.我们在开始之前必须要先评估这个方案的可行性。或者是 The City Council is discussing the feasibility of building another mall in town. 市议会正在讨论在市内盖另外一座购物中心的可能性。最后我们看的是 affirm 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 firm, 坚固的这个形容词。所以 affirm 是指证实、确认或者是肯定。例如The witness affirmed that the suspect was home that night. 证人证实嫌犯当晚确实是在家中。或者是 Parents should affirm their children's efforts regardless of their grades. 不管成绩如何，家长都应该肯定孩子的努力。 And don't go away yet. Stay tuned for more.
Can your favorite color determine your perfect job? Examples. For example, if you're partial to yellow, you're information-driven. Blue preference people are idea-driven. And people who prefer red are results-driven. If you favor green as your secondary color, you realistically evaluate situations.Purple indicates you like fact-finding possibilities, and orange signals that you closely examine feasibility. Finally, if black is your choice from the achromatic colors, you consider value above all else. White shows that you like having options, and brown confirms that you like implementation in accomplishing tasks. On the other hand, your least preferred colors,determine tasks and issues that you tend to forget. For example, if your least favorite color is orange, sometimes you overcommit yourself to doing too much at once. If you dislike the color green, you try to fix everything for your colleagues rather than making them do it themselves. Or, if your least favorite is teal, you feel a deep need to prove you are competent.Put to the test. To see for myself if this scientific test was for real, I took the test 3 different times and got the same results each time, affirming that I am, in fact, in the right career.
Today, we briefly touched on a number of colors and looked at what they say about our personalities. Tomorrow, we'll go deeper and see what our favorite colors tell us about which careers might be right for us. Thanks again for studying English with us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. We hope to see you tomorrow. Until that time, bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.